On the front door of the Pow Cafe in downtown Newmarket, there's a familiar collage of credit card stickers. Amex, Discover, Visa, and one that's not so familiar. It reads, Bitcoin accepted here. The owner, Matthew Carano, says only a few people seem to notice it, but for those who do, they can buy a cup of his Brazilian coffee for about 0.03 bitcoins. And they can do it with their smartphone.
It's very simple. On my iPad, I have an app that converts Bitcoin to dollar, dollar to Bitcoin. So I would just put whatever the dollar amount of your purchase is into that app, and it would convert instantly to Bitcoin. And I would tell you, okay, you owe me whatever, 0.2 Bitcoin. And then you might have seen, but over here in front of my register, I've got a QR code, and you would just scan that with your whatever app you're using to keep Bitcoin, and that sends your Bitcoin directly to my Bitcoin wallet.
A QR code is one of those black and white squares you can scan with your phone. It sounds straightforward enough, but most people still ask, what is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is the first decentralized digital currency. Bitcoins are digital coins you can send through the internet. Compared to other alternatives, bitcoins have a number of advantages.
That's from an online promotional video, but there's a little more to it than that. Bitcoin isn't tied to a company, and it's not a payment service like PayPal. You don't need to link a bank account or even a real name to your Bitcoin wallet. All you need is an internet connection and an email address. There are lots of websites where you can set up a Bitcoin account, or what's called a wallet. Bitcoin first appeared in 2009, born out of an open-source software project. The currency was designed chiefly with anonymity and ease of use in mind.
You're so used to seeing money as something you hold in your hand, or a credit card at least.
That's Zach Harvey, one of the co-founders of Lamassu, a Manchester company that's trying to make it easier to use Bitcoin.
Our first item is the Bitcoin machine, which is kind of like a reverse ATM for Bitcoin, but not exactly an ATM like you'd expect.
The machine is an orange cube with a billfeed slot, a screen, and a small camera. To use it, you scan a QR code for your Bitcoin account and deposit cash, which is then exchanged into Bitcoins and transferred into your account.
It's really exciting. A lot of people really love the idea of Bitcoin and how much freedom it gives them over their own money.
Harvey and his partners are hoping to sell the device to bars, restaurants, and retailers in New Hampshire and beyond. Harvey identifies as a member of the Free State Project, and the digital currency is gaining traction with a liberty-oriented group. At this year's annual Liberty Forum, organizers held a panel to discuss the applications of Bitcoin. One of the speakers, Roger Veer, says it's virtually impossible for governments to shut down Bitcoin.
Anybody that thinks that you should have complete control of your own money, Bitcoin is what you've been waiting for. The key things to know about it is that there's a limited supply, no one controls it, there's no central office, so even if governments decide they don't like Bitcoin, there's no server that they can unplug, there's no office to raid.
While its supporters tout the freedom of the currency, some elements of Bitcoin have come under scrutiny. Tim Lee writes about digital policy for the technology blog Ars Technica and says that Bitcoin has some downsides.
Bitcoin is different in that the payments are irreversible. Once money is transferred from one address to another, there's no way to reverse that process. And what that means as an ordinary consumer is that if your computer gets hacked or you lose your cell phone that has your wallet on it or anything like that, you then lose the value of your cash.
In the past year alone, several Bitcoin currency exchanges have been hacked, the thieves making off with thousands of dollars in Bitcoins. Because of the anonymous transactions, it's extremely difficult to track down the hackers. And that makes it attractive to use on illicit online marketplaces like the Silk Road or online casinos. But more and more reputable online establishments have started to accept Bitcoin. Social media site Reddit accepts the digital currency, as does the blog service WordPress. Back at the Pow Cafe in Newmarket, Matthew Carano says he's more than happy when his customers pay in Bitcoin.
I mean, Bitcoin is a long-term monetary supply. I don't know if you've noticed, but recently Bitcoin has gone up in value versus the dollar quite a lot. I don't have a lot of Bitcoin customers, but when I do, I'm content to hold on to the Bitcoin for now.
Right now, a single Bitcoin is worth around $45. For NHPR News, I'm Jonathan Lynch.